Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Adele was forced to choose between Harry and William. Who did she choose and why? Well, she was asked to participate in a British-themed round of This or That. People reports, after choosing Blur over Oasis and Liam Gallagher over his brother Noel, without a doubt, she was asked to pick between royal brothers Prince Harry and Prince William. Prince, Adele said, drawing out her answer, Harry, then turning to give the camera a cheeky smile. Her answer shouldn't come as a shock. Back in 2011, the singer admitted to Glamour that she had a crush on the red-headed royal, years before Prince Harry met Meghan Markle. I'm after Prince Harry, Adele told the magazine. I know I said I wouldn't go out with a ginger, but it's Prince Harry. I'd be a real duchess then. I'd love a night out with him. He seems like a right laugh. People reminds us there were no hard feelings on the day of Meghan and Prince Harry's wedding in May 2018. In fact, Adele decided to dress up to send a proper congratulations message to the new married couple. Decked out in a black lace headpiece with sequins and holding a glass of what looked like champagne, Adele wrote a sweet Instagram post that said, Congratulations, Meghan and Harry. You're the most beautiful bride. I can't stop thinking of how happy Princess Diana is upstairs. While it is believed Harry has never met Adele, Harry has been known to hang around with famous musicians like the Kaiser Chiefs. In a new reveal, the privacy-minded Harry is said to have warned the Kaiser Chiefs not to post a photo of them together, which was taken backstage at one of the band's gigs. The band's frontman, Ricky Wilson, revealed the royal reportedly told him, don't put that anywhere, after the Leeds-based outfit posed for a snap with the father of two. Wilson said while Harry was happy to pose with the Ruby hitmakers, he made it clear it was not allowed to be uploaded anywhere. From the Hill, a GOP congressman is blasting Meghan Markle's advocacy for paid family leave, suggesting she and Prince Harry should be stripped of their royal titles for her interference in US politics. Representative Jason Smith slammed Meghan on Friday, saying her latest interference in US politics reignites the question in my mind as to why the royal family does not simply strip her and Harry officially of their titles, particularly since she insists on sending this under the pretense of being the Duchess of Sussex. In an open letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, posted earlier this week, Meghan made a push for paid leave, writing that she was speaking out as an engaged citizen and parent. Recalling her childhood in California, in which she said eating out at a $4.99 salad bar at Sizzler was a luxury that her parents worked to afford, Meghan wrote, No family should have to choose between earning a living and having the freedom to take care of their child or a loved one or themselves, as we would see with a comprehensive paid leave plan. In his statement, Smith knocked Meghan for her restaurant reference and support of paid leave. While her attempts at appealing to working-class families by recalling her days of eating at Sizzler were laughable, her comments made crystal clear that the passage of this massive tax and spend bill is aimed more at helping global elites get huge tax breaks than helping the working families she claimed to have dined with. Asked if Smith was taking any other steps regarding Meghan's paid leave push, a spokesman said that the congressman is reviewing all options. Palace Intrigue will be right back. While we all wait for Harry and Meghan to release a second episode of their podcast as part of their $25 million deal with Spotify, the first and only episode came out in December of 2020. You may find yourself needing to fill your podcast queue. Well, how about some spooky stories? Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by the new podcast, Where the Living Meet the Dead. On Where the Living Meet the Dead, raconteur Robert Edgerly tells ghost stories in one of our favorite ghoulish cities, Savannah, Georgia. Robert has curated tales that are a mixture of myths, murders, and suspense that takes your imagination winding down the cobblestone streets of one of the oldest and most curious of cities. Where the Living Meets the Dead is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Royal expert Duncan Larcombe thinks Harry made a mistake by not going to the party in celebration of the statue of Princess Diana. I think it's very sad that Harry didn't go, and I think he would have been sorely missed. Obviously, he lives a long way away now, and we've still got travel restrictions, but it's entirely possible for him to fly back to the UK, as he showed in July for the unveiling of the statue. Both of Diana's sons should be there. Unfortunately, it's just further confirmation, not another is needed, that things are not great between the brothers. If their mother's legacy can't bring them together, then you do wonder what on earth can. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.